Joining me to talk about BaskAid is founder and director of BaskAid, Rosemary Norden. Hello. How are you, Rosemary?
Hello. Hello, Kathy.
How are you?
Nice to talk to you.
It's lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm well, and it's just been raining.
Where?
In Soweto.
You know, I was questioning how accurate our weather apps are earlier, because it was telling me that Glen Hazel is going to stop raining. It hasn't rained in Glen Hazel for about, I don't know, 6 months.
Okay, well, exactly.
Not that long.
Anyhow. It's just been raining in Soweto. So there you go.
That's quite amazing. All right. Well, Africa needs rain. Can we just please talk about BaskAid? Why did you start BaskAid? First, tell us what it is, and then tell us why you started it, Rosemary.
Okay, so what it is it's a, I would say, high class, high standard music project in Die Kloof in Soweto to serve the local community, specifically children who come from previously disadvantaged and currently disadvantaged backgrounds. But that has changed over the years because obviously, the whole way in which life is lived in the townships is very different.
Right.
But it's teaching principally classical music on stringed instruments.
Okay.
So it started by my hearing, can you believe this, in 1992 on Radio 4 in London, some black musicians playing violins, violas, cellos. And it was during a news program, and I was so taken by this that I wrote a few details down. And as a member of quite a lot of professional orchestras in those days, I told my colleagues about this. And what we did was we chatted about it and we organized a fundraiser for it, because the story was that they didn't have any money. And this is 1992. So, well, actually, I heard about it in 1991. So in 1992, I got my colleagues together, my friends together, and we went and busked. That's the word busked in the BaskAid. Yeah, in railway stations across London and across the UK. And we gathered together some money. And somebody said to me, you ought to get in touch with the British Council and tell them what you've just done. I did, and they paid my fare for me to come out to South Africa in a very volatile 1992. And I, you know, I came from a middle-class background. I was living in North London, having a nice life, playing, teaching posh North London children, and I suddenly found myself in Die Kloof next to a squatter camp, a huge squatter camp, in a community hall where the violin lessons were taking place, excuse me, in, well, they called it a washroom. It was in a lavatory at the side of the Die Kloof Hall.
Wow.
And that's what hit me. And rather like most of the English people I know who come out here and come down to the township, I got hooked. I couldn't sort of cope with this amazing vibrancy and just the way when I walked through the squatter camp, how people were living in such conditions and how positive and cheerful and happy they were, and above all how consumed by music they were. And these kids were coming in from all over the place and coming in from the squatter camp and listening. That project fell into this, I would say, disrepute, because there was money being stolen. I decided to go back to England and support it. So we used the money that we raised, and we founded a charity in England, which we called BaskAid for want of anything else, really. And then I came out here and we started a sort of branch of that charity out here. Then things started to go wrong. Then the money started to disappear. So I came out here in 1996 and found that it was all falling to pieces. So I came back in 97 for a year, and that was nearly 30
Rosemary,
years
ago. I'm just watching the time, so I need to kind of move along, no problem. All right, so today how many members of Buscade are there?
Approximately 80. Our numbers went down after COVID.
Okay.
But we've got a new intake coming in, and that'll bring us at least up to 100 again.
Okay. And so, what sort of age ranges are they?
The youngest can come in here at, well, the youngest I ever taught was 3. It's a little bit young, actually.
How old is the youngest now?
5, 6.
Okay. Okay, that seems reasonable. Have any of the kids who were part of Buscade gone on to perform in orchestras around the world or even locally?
Absolutely, yes. Well, around the world and locally. I mean, my very first sort of star violinist in 1997 was Samson Diamond, and Samson Diamond is now playing in the JPO and quite a key figure.
Wonderful.
We've got teachers, performers all over Johannesburg. I know Samson and others have gone back to England to play. They've studied in England. We've sent them over to England. But the most important thing that we do is that we train our own teachers. So it's just 2 of us coming down from Johannesburg, myself and Sonia Bass, the cello and bass teachers. Everybody else that teaches in this music school has been trained by us and started by us when they were very little. They're now in their 30s and 40s, actually.
Yeah.
So that's how we've managed to, and those people also perform.
Amazing. Rosemary, I just want to get some information. Okay, so you've got a concert coming up.
Yes.
So with the Jewish community, it's actually a Jewish holiday on that day. So, it's a fast day.
Is that a good
day.
Thing?
Well, it's not a good day. It's a very bad day, actually. It's called Tisha B'Av. Yeah, it's a day where we fast and, you know, put ash on our head and that kind of thing.
The third of August.
Yes.
Well, I wish we'd known that, but it's been very difficult to pick a date.
Yes.
So does that mean that we won't see?
It's okay. We've got about 100,000 listeners who are not Jewish and who would be able to come on the 3rd of August.
Okay.
Okay. So it's happening at the Linda Auditorium on the 3rd of August. 3 p.m. Tickets are 310 Rand, 270 Rand, or 205 Rand via Cricket. And what sort of music are they going to be playing?
It's a big range from classical with a bit of acting on the stage. Through, we've got wonderful Sibongile Mngoma coming and singing some jazz songs with us, and I
Wonderful.
Tell you, she's amazing. But I just quickly wanted to say was I'm sad about the Jewish community, because the Jewish community, in my experience in this country and in this city, support the arts so much.
Yes.
I mean, we're very grateful for that.
That is true. Well, maybe we can get together and maybe we can put something together as a Chai FM event, and we can do it as a fundraiser for you guys or something like that. But I'll be in touch with you about that.
That would be amazing.
Okay.
That would be wonderful.
Rosemary,
so
thank you. Thank you so much for your time, and just thank you for what you do. I think music is a wonderful, wonderful gift. So that is Rosemary, and we've been talking about Buscade. Go and have a look, buscade.org.za, if you want the details for their concert. It's happening on Sunday, the 3rd of August. Of course, as a Jewish community, we're going to be fasting for Tisha B'Av. It's not appropriate for us to attend this concert, but I am going to be in touch with her and see if we can do a concert. You know, it's so important to support the arts, because not everybody is an accountant, and the arts, that is something very, very precious. So we should protect it, we should support it, and you can check out buscade.org.za.